Mo, this teacher beat the hell out this student, right? You know, it get bad, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, my kids, man, they be saying some hateful shit. You know, they, like I said, these kids are a different breed. And they said that the shit he was saying to the dude was, they said that what he was saying to the dude was so inappropriate that they couldn't even air the shit. Yeah, man, welcome back. But yeah, man, I don't know if y'all seen the video, but when you hear a teacher whoop a student whoop the teacher ass, you automatically think like, oh man, what the hell? I know I do, because you know, ain't no teacher, especially a black one, going beat the hell out of a. It's so damn hard to get the teacher job, like, so it's crazy. You know, you would think that they wouldn't do no wild shit like that. And then, fuck up their own life, trying to beat up a kid and shit. But when you see this video, young, man, this shit looked like he whooped that nigga ass like he knew him. Like, I'm talking about he lost whatever he said, whatever, like, if you working in a school, there should be no way possible that a kid could say anything. I don't give a fuck if they say something about your mother. Like, you should be able to handle yourself. You should be able to handle yourself, like, you a teacher. Like, you a teacher, this your job, and, like, hateful shit gonna get said. We all human. Now, spitting, that's a different thing. Now, if you spit on him, we already know what the deal is. But even if he spit on him, I don't even know if you would have to go this far. Like, maybe, like, first of all, the nigga popped off. Like, goddamn, nigga, you popped off. Like, he popped off a smooth right hook joint. Boom! Like that joint connected. That joint connected hard. But he ain't dropped dude. Dude ended up ducking the job, catching him with one, two. Like, the student cranked him. The student caught him or whatever. And then, like, he caught the student again. Boom! Like real... in the same, like, facility, and then they started to move, damn, they're on the other side of the classroom, and he just hunting, like, the dude got his guards up, but you could tell he on some, you could tell at that point, if you stop the police or whoever watching it, or superintendent, or the people that, he will never be able to be back as a teacher ever again, I guarantee you that, because, like, when they stop it's a part that they can stop the footage, and he's hunting the guy. So if they gonna allow you to hit a nigga, it's gonna have to be, like, first of all, probably with you hitting him. I mean, like, with him hitting them, hitting you first, and then you hitting back. It's no way that they gonna let you pop off. It's no way. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with kids, and you gotta know that. You know what I'm saying? So, and you damn sure can't whoop they ass like this. Like, I'm talking about, like, I gotta go rewatch the video, but he probably connected about 9 or 10 blows, like, to the dude's face, like, on everything I love. Like, he probably landed like about 9 or 10 blows, like, straight on in dude's face. And then he was, like, pounding on his head. They said he had something in his hand or something too. So, maybe that's why it was sounding like that. But, like, man, I don't know that they said it. I didn't see if they said it was, like, blood everywhere or not. But, man, he crushed that little kid, man. Dude had his guards up. But you could tell, he was defeated. He was defeated because, for one, you got, like, nigga, it don't matter what you said, it ain't gonna relate to nothing in the school, to the point of that motherfucker teacher stole the shit off your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you hit him back, at the end of the day, nigga, you still got stole by a teacher, nigga. Like that is like, that's grounds to laugh your ass the fuck out. He stole the shit out your ass, almost dropped you. Then Jai hunted you down, and so he lost. So that's why you could see when the part where he's kind of like just squaring up, that's just for the people that's looking. He know it's probably being filmed. You know, everything that you do that's out, that's wild and crazy, a nigga filming, somebody filming, especially in a classroom or, you know, a library, anything like that you do that's wild, motherfuckers getting that phone out quick, especially if it's some action, you know what I'm saying? So he knew it was on film. He knew, you know, at least it was on, you know, probably the school film or, you know, something. And, or at least, like, it's still a classroom full of people. So he was about to, at least he had to look sweet a little bit. But you could tell, like, nigga, that nigga just hit you with, like, three hard-ass jokes. You squaring up trying to tell him to come to you. Nigga, you only landed one punch. Like, you should be on attack. He winning right now. He ain't got a rush. You see what I'm saying? Like, these are the things that let you know he's beat. You know what I'm saying? He was beat. Like that first jump, wow, that took all the confidence out of him. He threw a joint back or whatever. Jai looked like it sounded like he landed or whatever. But then for dude to hit him again, like, bam. Like, it's like, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? This teacher Jai whooping you in here for real. You know what I'm saying? Then he caught him. It was when he squared up, it was probably 3-1 with punches. So it's like, bro, you getting crushed. He had to be like a senior or something. It had to be like some seniors or 11th graders. I know that this guy didn't do that. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus, don't tell me he did that to like no 10, 12-year-old. You know what I'm saying? That had to be like some, you know, probably a nigga on a half a day type shit or something. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Huh? I guess we got to do a little bit more research on it, but I don't know, man. Regardless of what, it don't matter. If the younger he is, the worse that shit gonna be for cuz. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully the dude was a senior, you know, half a day motherfucking work two classes type shit or something. Hopefully that's what you can pray on. You know what I'm saying? For his sake or whatever. Cause that shit was brutal. Like just how the news is, and the news, the way they saying it, like, of course, you know, they're using the words as like, huge. They're using words like, oh my God, he demonstrates the kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? They saying wild ass heavy words like that. So, you know, it like, this is all on you, man. The news people done went to your house and shit. Yeah, this shit is crazy, man. You gotta be able to keep your cool. Shouldn't no words be able to say that. I don't get like this you guys with this religion shit. You gotta realize that's just words on words. Like that ain't hurting your livelihood or nothing like that, man. Them is just words, man. There's no need to be, you know what I'm saying? Because I think they said, you know, he was saying some racial slur. So I don't know, maybe if it was something about his religion. I don't know. It looked like a regular black dude. So I don't know what, you know, what he could have said for him to, wow. Like I'm talking about, like, when I seen that clip, I thought maybe that was just a clip of something else. Like, Young, he stole the shit out of that dude, man. Like, and then kind of like charged him on three different occasions. Like, the first one they're going to call, they're going to say you charged him there. Then the one I'm talking about when he was squaring up, that was the second time when he initiated contact and he was like pounding him on his head. And like, you was really trying to whoop this dude's ass instead of just smacking the shit out of him or something. Like, if you would have just smacked the shit out of him, then they would have been like, oh my, you know, they could have been like, you could have probably beat him. But this, man, you beat the shit out this nigga off some words. He ain't even touch you or nothing like that. So yeah, this dude is definitely gone. I'm trying to be a motherfucking teacher. They need to hire me. We keep hiring all these crazy motherfuckers, twerkers, street fighters, boxers and shit, beating up the kids, twerking for them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hire me, man. Believe that.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.